Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At the University of Miami, it's been busy. Camps. They have 7-on-7s. They have everything going on. Yesterday, Legends Camp, which attracted quite a few great athletes and former athletes as well, and somebody who's on top of the University of Miami 24/7, 365 from Inside You and 24/7 Sports, Gabby Yerudi, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Gabby, thanks so much for taking the time. And obviously, over the last couple of years, things have picked up in your business. I mean, you never have a minute to kind of kick back and enjoy your two girls, but I know you do your best.
Absolutely. No, first, appreciate you for having me in. It's definitely busy. They do a good job keeping me busy between the transfer portal and immediately transitioning over to summer official visits and camps, as you were talking about. So definitely a busy summer in Coral Gables.
And the camps have run pretty good. I've been to a couple this year, and now yesterday kind of took on a little bit special meeting because you had a lot of the former University of Miami standouts on hand. I saw Michael Irvin, who, you know, it must be thrilling for these kids, whether they watched them or not, just to know a Hall of Famer like Michael Irvin is telling them what to do out there. And, you know, I saw a couple of clips where he was, you know, getting in an ear of a defensive back. Hey, stop holding my receivers. And what a thrill for these kids, you know, to get an opportunity to see the Duke Johnsons and to see some of these players who kind of defined the University of Miami over the years.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I was standing there as Michael Irvin was really just, he was so invested. You know, a lot of guys, you know, especially someone with a gold jacket, spends a lot of time on TV. No one would blame him for kicking back and just enjoying the company and his peers and guys he played college football with. But Michael Irvin was right there in the thick of everything, coaching, being hands-on. And what an experience. You know, there's videos circling again of him being extremely, extremely active and pretty colorful with, you know, the coaching. And, you know, so it's really cool. And you think about just a lot of these other places, Larry, you know, you don't see that at a lot of even these premier programs, just the amount of alumni that Miami got back over, how consistently they're able to get them back, just how they're welcomed, how they all just make it a priority to make it back. Even as the camps have kind of dwindled down from a competition standpoint with a lot of the seniors not really participating the way they did a couple years back, it was still really cool to see so many guys from all different generations of University of Miami football just be back around the program. And you really just, again, just pour into these kids, not just hang out on the sidelines, but truly pour into them and coach these kids up.
Yeah, and it kind of carries over with Michael Irvin to the season. You saw him last year at basically every game. I mean, you know, on the sideline, wearing that University of Miami gear and rooting on guys like Xavier Restrepo to break records. And, yeah, I mean, that means a lot. And I think if you're a recruit and you're sitting at home and you're saying, oh, wow, look at that. You know, that's pretty impressive. And certainly it kind of struck a nerve with a lot of these recruits, this 2026 class, is probably one of the best they've had from the standpoint of some of the talent they've got. Talk about that, because you got the number one player in the country and Jackson Cantwell, the big offensive tackle, you know, from Missouri, a guy who's a nationally rated shot putter, somebody who's, you know, I mean, he's just the number one player at what he does. Talk about how, you know, some of that off the field or something like yesterday's legends or some of the things that happened during the course of the year kind of carry over to the recruiting.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it just starts at just the investment that, that you know, Mario Cristobal starts at the top. I think with any organization, it starts at the top. And Mario Cristobal is all about the recruiting grind. He's all about doing whatever it takes to acquire talent. And I think between him and Alex Mirabal, they just do an excellent job of recruiting offensive linemen. This class that they're putting together in the class of 2026 is going to be phenomenal. And Jackson Cantwell, it doesn't get much better. Just, you know, the son of two former Olympians, like you said, Larry, a national shot putter. I think he had the third furthest throw in U.S. men's history at the high school level, you know, to cap off his senior or I guess junior season, but it'll be his final season because he'll enroll at Miami in January. Just an elite athlete, an elite human. And I think those are the types of people that Mario Cristobal is beginning to attract. They're starting to win games. They won 10 games, went from 5-7 to 10. I think everyone sees that things are on the right track. Mario Cristobal and his staff, you know, these guys, the recruiting department, they're all in on acquiring the best talent that they could possibly get. And they're doing an excellent job this summer of getting some of the nation's best on campus. And then I think they're going to do a good job of following through and being able to add those guys to the program. And I think this is just the beginning of what could be a special run for the Hurricanes once they really start kind of rolling downhill.
You know, I remember 2 years ago when, you know, talking to Coach Cristobal, and the one thing that he said is we've got to build that offense and defensive line. He says, because when we do that, it's going to attract a lot of the good receivers, the running backs, you know, and even on the secondary and then the linebackers. And they've done that on both sides. And you were alluding to somebody like a Jackson Cantwell. But in that 2026 class, you still have the kid Ben Congdon, who is a nationally rated wrestler, a big kid, you know, another 6'7" kid, you know, that comes from Ohio. He's one of those guys that's going to fit on the offensive lineman, offensive line. A kid that I saw a couple years ago, and he's matured, Joel Irvin, you know, from Fort Myers, who's another 6'6" kid. You know, then they got a couple of tiny kids at 6'4" and J.J. Sparks from both.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need.
Who had a chance to see a couple of weeks ago, and Reese Woodrow, who came to our camp from Orlando Boone. So they've done so well with that offensive line, and that was a priority. And, you know, if you're an offensive lineman and you don't want to come to Miami, you're mistaken, because you've got, much like LSU used to have when Nick Saban was their, you know, head coach, Nick used to work with the DBs, and he was relentless. Well, if you go to practice and you have, you see not only that Coach Mirabal, who's one of the best technical coaches around, but you have Mario Cristobal out there, and he does not give in. I watched him, you know, work with a couple of linemen, and you know how sometimes Gabby, when you know the guy, you'll say, "Oh, okay, you'll get him next time." He's not like that. He'll make you do it again until you get it right. And I think that that's how they gotten better. And certainly, you look at the offensive line this year, with obviously a top 10 to 15 pick and Mauanoa, who I saw last week, and I'm thinking, oh my God, he got huge. And him and the kid Bell, who's probably matured as much as any, you know, over the last couple of years, and Samson Okanola and those guys like that. Miami's really turned in to one of the best offensive lines in all of college football.
Absolutely. I mean, echoing all that you said, Larry, I mean, there is no doubt that it's been a top priority for Mario Cristobal and his staff and Alex Mirabal and all of those guys. This is going to be a line of scrimmage based organization, both on the offensive line and the defensive line. They're going to have a really good defensive line now, too. But what they've done on the offensive line has been special. And Larry, it happened quick, because I know I don't need to remind you that a few years ago, just before Mario Cristobal and these guys got here, the offensive line was just not good enough. You had guys that lacked, you know, the prototypical size across the line, all five. And, you know, Alex Mirabal and Mario Cristobal within 3 years had this line playing as elite as any in the country, and it's only going to get better. I mean, this group that they have coming back for this 2025 season is going to be really special. I think it has a chance to be the best one that they've had so far. And then you see what they're doing from a talent acquisition standpoint, how they're stacking talent. All those guys that you mentioned, they're super excited about, you know, so this is going to be, it's going to be a fun position group, you know, really just what they do in the line of scrimmage. That's where they know they need to win if they're going to compete with the Georgias and the Ohio States and the Notre Dames and the Floridas as they continue to stack up the schedule with SEC schools and hope to make college football playoff runs. You know, this year and moving forward, they obviously were so close last year, had a chance. But I think moving forward, they know they need to build this roster in a way that's going to be able to compete and play and win those big, meaningful games late in the year. The way that you do that is by dominating at the line of scrimmage. And that's a top priority as they build out this roster.
Yeah, 100%. Gabby Arudia joins us inside the U, 247 Sports. And, you know, here's the thing, too, with the, you know, obviously all eyes are going to be on Carson Beck at quarterback. I mean, they struck gold last year, probably one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best quarterback in school history, for a one-year deal, who was the number one draft pick overall. But all eyes are going to be on Carson Beck, and nobody really has had an opportunity to watch him. He was hurt during the spring. What do you think? I mean, you know, I mean, I voiced my opinion. We had Coach Cristobal on a couple of weeks ago, and I said to him, I said, it's awfully tough to get somebody new who's going to be so essential to your program not be active during spring. But he thinks that he's got the experience to kind of adapt and pick up right where he left off.
Yeah, and I think that's where I'm at too, Larry. And look, if Carson Beck wasn't coming from where he was coming from, if he didn't have the playing experience that he already spent multiple years at before he even started, you know, biding his time, sitting behind, you know, guy who won two national championships there right before him, I think it's definitely easy to feel that way. But him being a veteran in college football, being an older guy, with a chance, I think that matters. I think you're seeing that with a lot of successful college quarterbacks these days. A lot of these guys are older. The Bo Nixes, the Michael Penixes, the Cam Wards. You know, Cam Ward played 5 years of college football. Sure. A lot of these guys benefited from staying and playing in college longer. And Carson Beck is as experienced and has been as productive as any quarterback in college football. Now, do we know what it's going to look like? No. You know, the feedback has been really strong. I will add that, you know, talking to some people around the program, they're really excited about what they've seen from Carson Beck. They feel like the arm strength is there. They feel like he's showing them all of the right things, both on and off the field as a leader, meshing with his teammates, the way he's delivering the football now that he is throwing again. People are saying the zip is there, the accuracy, the power behind it. It's very reminiscent of what he's put on tape over the past 2 years at Georgia. Now, we haven't seen it. We kind of have to think everyone's kind of in wait-and-see mode, and I think that's understandable. I'm in that same spot. But I am optimistic because at the end of the day, this is college football. He's a guy that's extremely experienced in the SEC, playing in a ton of big, highly competitive games and highly competitive and environments too. And now kind of coming into the ACC, which is no secret, not as good of a conference as the SEC. I think Carson Beck should have some success. And I think with some big schools like Notre Dame and Florida coming to Hard Rock Stadium, I don't think those moments or those environments are going to be too big or make him wide-eyed like a first-time starter. He's a veteran who's been there, done that, and I think that that's going to give Miami an edge in some of those contests.
I love it. Obviously, we're going to have you back a bunch before the season, talk, break down a little bit about, we'll go to defense next time, but let everybody know how they can follow you. You got some really interesting reads every day also on your social media.
Yeah, absolutely. You can follow me on X or Twitter at GabbyUrudia247. You can follow all of our work at InsideU.com, the Miami Hurricanes site on the 24/7 Sports Network. So feel free to check us out there. We got a lot of recruiting and team coverage there all the time. So a good place to get all your Miami Hurricanes info.
Gabby, I can't thank you enough, brother. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Thank you, Larry, for having me.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.